Hey, this is Liz. Welcome to Satellite Sisters. It is Sunday, September 25th, 2 days before we kick off our brand new season. That's right. Tuesday is the first show of our 16th season of Satellite Sisters. We talked a little bit about that on the Tuesday show, so we're getting very excited about that. Today, I have a new-to-you show, really a goodie, from September 22nd, 2008. First, I want to remind you, though, that on Tuesday we announced that we have a new sponsor for the show. It's primary.com. It's a great site for kids' clothes from babies to 12. Check it out. Use our custom URL, which is primary.com/sisters. And if you do, you'll get your first 25, on your first order, you get 25% off and free shipping. I just used it the other day, actually, for birthday gifts for a two-year-old I know, and it was really, really great. Anyway, so on today's show, Leanne starts by celebrating Kyle Chandler's birthday. You probably know we are longtime Friday Night Lights fans at Satellite Sisters. Julie has a sticky situation of the month, and we all chime in to give her advice on that. Sheila and Monica, a.k.a. the Lab Rats, test macaroni and cheese. Sheila's also got an issue, a customer service issue, about the life of her HP ink cartridges. It's funnier than it sounds, I promise you. And then Sheila also has, we wrap up with the Cozy Couch. Let's see what she covers on this week's Cozy Couch. I made some notes here for myself. It is new uses for tater tots and cotton balls. So you're going to enjoy that. It's happiness boosters. What else does she have here? Oh, and what to do if your hormones are broken. We didn't know they could actually break, but, you know, apparently they can. So stay tuned. This is Satellite Sisters, new to you. Thanks for supporting our new sponsor, primary.com. Remember, our URL is primary.com/sisters. And if you ever want to check out any of our older shows, you can go to iTunes. You can go to Stitcher. If you subscribe at both of those places, that's great for us. And they are all archived at satellitesisters.com. We have notes for every show, and you can also search the whole database. So enjoy. We are the Satellite Sisters. Here you go. New to you.
Hi, this is Julie Dolan.
This is Liz Dolan.
This is Sheila Dolan.
This is Monica Dolan.
This is Leanne Dolan.
And you're listening to Satellite Sisters.
To Satellite Sisters to go.
Not every conversation will change your life.
But any conversation.
Any conversation.
Any conversation can.
I'm not going to write you a love song because it asks for it.
We are the Satellite Sisters and welcome to the show. You know what we promise you every day here at Satellite Sisters HQ. It's news, talk, and laughs. We tackle the world one cup of coffee at a time. And here we are in Los Angeles together, Leanne Dolan, Sheila Dolan. I'm Liz Dolan. How you doing, sisters?
Fantastic, Liz. Hey, Liz, did you know we're celebrating Kyle Chandler's birthday here today at the Paley Center for Media?
I did not know that.
Yes, it is. Special Friday Night Lights running like all day long here.
Really?
You know, he's a personal fave, Liz. I'm just saying. That's what's happening here today.
Get with it, Liz.
It seems like fate that we would be here on Kyle Chandler today, but we are here for you every day. We have a fantastic show for you today. Later on in the show, Julie will be joining us. She is a Satellite Sisters sticky situation. You know, we like to help each other sort out issues, things that happen to us in daily life. Julie has a sticky situation. I understand you do too, Sheila. You
very know. Sticky. I'd say gummy. Yeah.
Okay, hold that thought. And then after that, our sister Monica Dolan will be joining us from Portland, Oregon. Monica and Sheila on Lab Rats today. What product are you testing for us?
We are testing for you. Mac and cheese out of a box. Now, did you know they're gourmet mac and cheese out of a box now? I mean, so
yes.
Many to choose from. So that's what Monica and I are doing today on Lab Rats.
I'm impressed, Sheila, because you're not a cook. And I know for most people, mac and cheese out of a box doesn't constitute cooking. But for you, it's kind of a stretch.
It was complicated. I had to get out that measuring cup that I used 5 years ago. So, you know, just wait and see, Liz. It's done.
All right. Meanwhile, I understand you have other issues you needed to review with Leon.
Oh, this is Sheila. I have so many issues, as you know, and that's why my sisters are here to help. Now, I gave Leon an early morning call this week, didn't I, Leon?
You know, when you see Sheila's name on the caller ID and it's before 8, you know, Liz, something is amiss.
Something is amiss.
That's not a checking in call. What's happening today, boss? No, that's something's amiss.
Do you sometimes just let it go to voicemail?
No.
Okay. No, you were very good about picking up. And I call Leon sort of my executive producer for my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's just general questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I warmed you up. I asked about the kids.
Right.
We were going to warm you up. And then
I knew that was not the right
I was going to say. You know, we don't fall for that, Sheila. But
all right.
Whatever.
Then I got a little deeper. I asked you, an advice about, you know, sort of a friend that I was having a problem with. You gave me good advice on that. And then finally, I got to the real question I really needed help with. And I said it very quietly. I said, Leon, how long do your ink cartridges last in your printer? And, you know, because that was my problem that morning. My ink cartridge, the extra large HP ink cartridge that I bought 2 months ago, mm-hmm. was suddenly out of ink. I've bought so many ink cartridges for this new printer, and I knew that you would know the answer. And what did you say? You said, "Have you called customer service?"
Yes, I can't respond on behalf of HP.
You can't? No,
and even though I have an HP printer, I said, "Well, let's try to do some math. You know, let's try to figure out about how many pages are we printing a month. Okay, well, gee, it seems like your printer should be printing more than 30 pages before it runs out of ink.
Right, because that's what, Liz, we were going to, I print about 5 or 6 pages a week. I know that sounds really lame.
We know that because when you turn up for recording, you almost never have a script with you.
I like to keep my overhead low. So you know what, Leon? I took your advice, mm-hmm. as I always do. Hung up. Called HP and got a customer service representative who sort of takes your case. To me, I look at it like a lawyer situation. Mm-hmm. Really, I am fighting them already. I am already on the defensive and the offensive, you know, on a phone call like that.
Despite all evidence to the contrary that is an effective way to get what you want.
Right. And I mean, you know, that person, the first phone call was not the person who was going to help me. And he knew that, but he didn't tell me that until I went through the whole long saga.
Can you hear it?
5 pages a week.
He knew that. He was withholding information.
All right.
Just trying to waste my time.
And so finally I said to him, how long are these cartridges supposed to last?
There you go.
He said, hold please. Comes back. And he did some math. And he said, around 600 pages a month. And I said, well, that's not what I'm doing. I'm doing 5 pages a day, 30 pages a month. And then he...
Five pages a week.
And 30 pages a month.
It's ironic because we're going to talk about math shortly. And I was thinking about
it. It's not your strong suit.
And my guy basically came back with this response. I believe your ink cartridge is abnormally performing.
Oh.
Okay, so that's...
Then that make you feel better?
No, right. Because then he wanted to transfer me over to returns department. Then from returns, I went to satisfaction. Then I went to the ink cartridge department, and I ended up in parts. Okay, that took about a half an hour.
Mm.
I was on hold in parts, and I couldn't take it anymore. And the whole time, I'm looking at that cartridge, and I'm shaking it, and I'm doing, you know, I'm burning up, Leon. I can't do it anymore. So I slam down that phone. I pop it.
Despite all evidence the contrary.
That's going to advance your case.
That's effective.
Pop that cartridge back in. I said, you know what? I'm just going to test one more page.
Yeah, that'll show them.
Sure enough, guess what happened?
It printed
because you asked me, did you shake the cartridge? And I lied to you. I said, yeah. I totally lied. I said, yeah, I did. Because I knew I hadn't, and that was the obvious answer. And I dragged you into my drama, Leon. I dragged you in. And I am sorry. Look at these scripts today. That is from my old ink cartridge that was dying.
That was, quote, performing abnormally?
Yes, I shook that so hard. Something clicked in there, Leon.
The ink. It was the ink that clicked.
So what exactly was performing abnormally, we ask ourselves?
Sheila. As usual. So I want to thank you, Leon.
Yeah.
And thank the people at HP once again.
Yeah.
For, you know, telling me the truth. But again, that was not my problem. The problem was I hadn't shaken the cartridge.
It's sometimes it is like the have you unplugged the computer and plugged it back in.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a very simple thing. Now that you have the ink flowing, Sheila, and knowing that you're only doing 5 pages a week, can you give me a ballpark figure on how long this ink cartridge will last? Ballpark it, babe.
Let's see. I'd say another 2 months.
No. Not even.
Oh, that was the math quiz
that was
part
the
of
math
the discussion.
Quiz.
Oh, no.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life. Aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
In no their kidding. Skin. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going, oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo,
yes.
you can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz, your youthful yeah. glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria Seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea. Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank Pros for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from Pros is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that Pros hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, Pros is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. Do I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, Pros, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's. Okay? And I'm using it. Pros isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, Pros, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, Pros. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And Pros is spelled P-R-O-S-E. Pros.com/sisters. Thanks, Pros.
Hi, saw this article in the New York Times recently, and the headline was Gut Instinct's Surprising Role in Math. And there have been a lot of studies lately, Sheila, about how math really works. We know that there are people good with numbers, you know, mm-hmm. that are numerically very, very strong. Okay. But then there's also another part of mathematics that scientists, social scientists are studying now. And that's sort of the bestial mathematics is what they're calling it. It's very akin to what animals do when they say, where's the best place to go eat berries? Well, this bush looks like it has more. I'm going there. Oh. It's the same sort of sense you use when you're looking at the grocery store and you're deciding which line is going to take longer, which line is going to take longer.
Instinct.
Okay? It's instinct, okay, bestial, as opposed to the celestial math, which is actual hard numbers. And Sheila, I cannot believe you just blew that ballpark because I know.
Yeah.
You know, you just,
I got nervous when you asked me the question.
You weren't strong in math in high school, right?
Right.
It was
and I became a teacher.
But just first grade.
Just first grade.
You know,
adding some
arithmetic
and sets.
You can't do a lot of damage in first grade math. You know, that you pretty much understood. It was the more complex mathematics that you had a problem with. But now as these studies come out about how, you know, our gut instincts about math, the sort of how long is it going to take? Gee, how many miles of gas do I have left in my car? Meets up with the actual, like, kids who now are really good with numbers because they're doing a lot of work on computers and things like that.
I love that.
These are going to be sensational mathematicians. But one of the mathematicians in this article said that if teachers only emphasize the, quote, power of the ballpark figure to focus less on arithmetic precision and more on general reckoning. So I was hoping, Sheila,
right,
by asking you to ballpark the pages printed, that you could break through. You could trust your gut instinct.
What's the right answer?
Okay. Well, if you're printing, what did you say, about 30 pages a month?
Yes.
And you can print 600? 20 months, Sheila. That would be about 2 years.
I see now. Okay.
Ballparking.
Ballparking.
Just ballparking.
Seems so far away.
But that's a good thing.
But do you think in high school maybe your grades would have gone up if they accepted? When you think about all the math answers you just missed.
Yeah, close enough should be good enough. That would be good.
Right. The word about, Leanne. This is Sheila. I mean, I did that a lot, you know, in first grade. I said about how many, marbles are in this picture.
Yeah.
The kids didn't have to count them, but they had to look. And based on instinct, you know, name a number.
And they were good at it,
They were
right?
always really much better than me.
That's what the study said. That's what the study said, that kids, you know, even young preschoolers are really good at ballparking. And then they'll get better at the actual numbers part of it as they mature. But you, Sheila, can still need some work on the ballparking. But I know there's a future for you in math.
Thank you, Leanne.
And there's a future for you in printing. There's not a future for you in customer service, but I think you know that. All right, stay with us. We're the Satellite Sisters. Lots more coming up on the show. The lab rats are here with mac and cheese. That's exciting.
Very exciting.
We're going to have some Satellite Sisters sticky situations coming up. Something happened to Julie. She wants to know, once again, if she did the right thing. Stay with us for the Satellite Sisters. Julie up next.
We are the Satellite Sisters. Welcome back to the show. This is your LA-based flight crew here, Lee and Sheila and Liz. We're joined now by our Dallas crew member, Julie Dolan. Julie, welcome. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm so glad to be here, sisters, because I have a situation.
Okay, this is what we're going to apply ourselves to now. Satellite Sisters, sticky situations. We've all got a few. Julie, you go first.
Okay, here was the situation. I need a ruling from you, my sisters. This week, I had to remove my dog from the dog park. Okay, let me just give you the facts. Okay, I'm not going to give you the emotions, and there were plenty of those. I'm just going to go through the facts. My dog, Zorro, I took him to the dog park. He loves the dog park. Now, he's a 98-pound black lab.
Uh-huh.
But he enjoys other dogs. He is very, very passive. He's not the least bit aggressive. I mean, he would give you the ball out of his mouth. I mean, he is just that kind of good dog, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But he has this thing for small, fluffy little dogs. He just loves them. I think he wants one. He loves to play with them. He seeks out the little, small, fluffy dogs to play with. He doesn't like to play with the dogs his own size. Mm-hmm. So we arrive at the dog park, and he's very excited, jumps out, goes in, starts playing around, but then he spots this Pomeranian, you know, one of those small, fluffy dogs, who's kind of hiding under this bench at the park. Mm. But Zorro zeroes in on the Pomeranian, and you know, he's doing his best. He is just wagging his tail. He's given this Pomeranian his best moves. I mean, he is zigging. He is zagging. You know, when a dog is trying to get another dog to play with them, you know, they have some things that they try to do to get the other dog excited.
Yeah, hey, let's get going. Hey, come over here. Yeah.
Okay,
so play
well, this Pomeranian is not responding. So that makes my dog, Zorro, go. He feels like he has to take it to another level.
Yeah.
So he starts spinning around. He starts racing around in front of this Pomeranian. He is giving it his all because he wants to play with this small, fluffy thing. So the Pomeranian now starts barking at Zorro. Mm-hmm. But Zorro doesn't bark back. He's just still spinning, ducking, moving, wagging his tail. And then the Pomeranian makes a move, and he tries to get away from this big black dog. And so Zorro interprets that as a sign like, okay, now we're going to get to play.
Yeah, the chase is on.
The chase is on. And that's what happened. We had this big chase in the dog park. And the Pomeranian, not only is he not barking, he is now yelping. He is crying. He is just, you would have thought my dog had like punched him or something. I'm telling you, this dog
If dogs could punch,
that's what I think. So I leap up. I try, you know, the owner of the Pomeranian is all worked up now. So I leap up. I get a hold of my dog, Zorro. I mean, he is 98 pounds, mm-hmm. and he is a big dog, mm-hmm. and he is like, and he is moving and, you know, running into this teeny tiny yelping, whining Pomeranian. Okay, that was a little emotion. Sorry about that. I'm trying to stick to the facts.
Yeah.
So I get up. I said, I'm sorry. My dog was just trying to play with your dog. And the owner of the Pomeranian is now examining the Pomeranian to see, you know, what harm that Zorro has caused. And I said, I hope the dog is all right. And he said, yes.
Okay, stop. I mean, I think we can give you the advice now. Just first of all, you shouldn't have apologized. And then I hope your dog is all right. You might as well just write sue me on your forehead. Sue me.
Leanne, I felt so guilty. You know,
yeah,
I went guilty. And I took Zorro home.
Right.
And then I thought, well, did I do the right thing? I mean, it's a dog park, okay? Dogs are supposed to run around. It's not, I mean, he wasn't being aggressive. And if this Pomeranian was afraid of other
now
dogs.
Now we're getting emotion.
Okay.
Now you asked us just to give you a reading
All
on
right.
this.
Uh-huh.
Right. Liz and I both have dogs. So, you know, we've been through this dog park situation before. So, Liz, what do you think?
Well, you know, I think if your dog is harassing other dogs, it's your responsibility.
He
frankly.
Wasn't harassing.
Well,
he was just enticing him.
It's in the eye of the beholder, Julie. So
yes.
here's my policy with Ferris. You know how he just goes crazy whenever he sees a pug.
Yes.
So whenever we go to the dog park, I have to scan the entire park for I'm on pug alert. And if a pug turns up, even if I've driven all the way there and we're having fun and we're romping and playing, I put his leash on him and we leave and we just have to exit the premises because it's just not a good situation and I'm responsible for my dog.
You know, I would agree. This is Leanne. You know, I have a big German Shepherd and very often I don't take her to the dog park anymore because people are prejudiced against German Shepherds. You know, if anything goes wrong, it must be the German Shepherd's fault. I mean, one time this gang of yellow labs was harassing her. And, of course, couldn't be the lab's fault. It must be the German Shepherd's fault. And very often I end up just hooking her and taking her home because I don't want to get blamed. They are dogs. So you don't know what could happen.
On the other hand,
Julie, don't get me started about the little dogs in the big dog park because we have a very clear little dog park versus big dog park. And we had some Jack Russells. Oh, they have big personalities. Well, they're also quite annoying. You know, they're jumping up. They're biting the big dog's face.
Big annoying personalities.
Big annoying personalities. Go over to your own dog park. But I do think in a dog park situation is better safe than sorry. You shouldn't have had to, but I believe you did the right thing.
Why didn't the Pomeranian go home? That's what I started to feel after I got over my guilt. I thought maybe the Pomeranian should have been the one to be removed from the park.
This is Sheila. Finally, I'll say I do not own a dog, but I agree with Leanne. Pomeranians are too little to be in a dog park. They need to be in a separate...
In a pocketbook. That's where they need to
something
be.
Else. And I'm sorry to Pomeranian owners. All right? That's what I have to add. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not all dogs can go in a dog park. And okay. Remember when we had the dog whisperer on, Cesar Millan? He does not believe in dog parks.
Right.
He doesn't like the dog park thing at all. He thinks it doesn't teach dogs good behavior at all.
That it reinforces all of their bad behavior. Mm-hmm. And I think oftentimes that is true.
Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leanne, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah. Any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leanne, they have already frame-bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift-giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds
like... But you are like, going to be happy, okay? That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge. Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and
for
chilling
sure.
there
yes.
with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, yeah. I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, you know, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. Butcher Box gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because yeah. It can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
Julie, being the first to leave is never the wrong decision, because if something bad had happened, if it had escalated, then it really would have been bad. So that's the burden of being the owner of the big dog, is that you very often just have to leave first.
Thank you, sisters. I think you did
the right thing.
Okay.
Don't let it eat you away. Eat away at you. All right. Next sticky situation we got from a listener. Remember a couple weeks ago we discussed hugging in the workplace.
Yes.
The professional hug, the professional hug kiss. You know, what's how far is too far? Do you do it? Do you like to do it? Well, we got a letter of support from Carla. She just wanted to thank us for discussing this. She is a declared non-hugger. She said, I grew up in a family of huggers.
Uh-huh. Must have been hard for Carla.
It was. She said, I feel like I have a sign that says hug me, even though I don't. So I have learned to deal with the hug. And she said now she works for a global company where there's a lot of international kissing on multiple cheeks. Mm-hmm. So she's grateful that she has learned to tolerate the hug and the kiss from her family so that she could tolerate it in the workplace. But she would just prefer no hugging, no touching, no kissing in a workplace. Carla, we hear you. There you go.
I think she's not alone.
All right. Then we got a letter about more touching in the workplace from Jill. This was on behalf of her husband, and she wanted a reading on what you thought of this situation. Right, her husband was at work. He was meeting some new colleagues that he was going to be working very closely with on a project. He had not met them before.
Uh-huh.
Prior to the meeting, he's in the men's room.
Yes.
There's a guy in the men's room. We won't go into detail. Just suffice to say, no hand washing. Happened.
Okay.
Oh. The guy in the men's room.
Uh-huh.
So Jill's husband is thinking, I hope that's not the guy I'm going to be working with.
Sure enough.
Goes out into the meeting. Meets the three new colleagues. One is Mr. No Hand Wash. Okay? So Jill's husband says, I'm not going to shake your hand because you did not wash in the men's room.
You're kidding.
Goodness.
Right in the circle, like not under his breath, just, you know, puts up the international sign for don't touch me, the palm. Not going to shake your hands because you didn't wash.
That is, talk about asserting power and authority and setting things straight.
And making people uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, what, including the no hand washer's boss, who was also in the circle. So,
right. So you know, shaming your colleagues.
Is that what you would say?
I would often recommend against that.
Okay.
Or humiliating them, shaming them, embarrassing them in front of their boss. Long term, that cannot be good for your career.
Okay. So you see it as a career issue, not a public health issue.
Yes, I do.
All right.
And sometimes your career has to come first.
I would have lied to protect myself. I would have said, I'm sorry, I've had a cold. It's so nice to meet you.
Okay, uh-huh. Very gracious.
I do that all the time in real life.
You lie. We've seen you lying in a lot of social situations.
I mean, not lie in general. I use that lie a lot.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I would have gone for the big hug because then there was no hand touching.
Oh,
the,
Julie.
No,
but men don't really hug each other.
Yes, they can.
Hugging it out, new colleagues? Come
new
on.
Colleagues. I am so happy I'm going to be working with you.
Okay.
But not touching you.
I think I would have to agree that there might have been another way to handle this. I think a little combination of like the Sheila lie and with Liz's rationale, just like trying to, that's not a good way to go with your new colleagues. That's a lot of resentment.
That is shocking to me that someone would actually say that.
Jill said her husband's very straightforward.
If he's that kind of guy, wow. That's good for you, Jill.
Well, sometimes you don't have time to think of excuses. Like the other day, I was at the supermarket, Leanne. Mm-hmm. I had two germ attacks back to back.
Okay.
Germ attacks, you call them, Sheila?
Right, now I do.
What aisle do you find
Well,
germ attacks
you know,
on?
Checker 4 was open. So I had my Tofutti Cuties and my Diet Coke and my paper towels. Went right over to aisle 4. And I look at him, and it's like a horror movie in slow motion. All of a sudden, he takes his hands and he starts wiping his nose before he turns to me. And I just looked and I said, whoa, no. And I turned around and took them to aisle 5. There's no way I was going to go in that to that checker.
Uh-huh. Well, you hug the checker or shake his hand?
No, because most of the germs in our bodies are either in our mouths or from our nose to our fingertips. So.
But again, what are you doing
with
the checker?
Well, he was going to touch
the food. He's going to give me change. He's going to touch my food. He's going to give me change. He's going to give me germs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the grossest thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So I go over to aisle 5. No problem. Pay. Uh-huh. Get everything done. And then as soon as he gives me my groceries, he takes a tissue and starts slobbering it all over his mouth. There's like drool coming out. He's like wiping his mouth. I could not wait to get home.
Sheila, you need a new grocery store. I don't know where you're
shopping.
It was so foul.
I mean, at that point, it's like I want to start crying. I mean, I cannot win out there, the germ war. I mean, Leanne, it's bad.
All right, I was at church the other day and the woman,
good for you, by the way.
Thank you. And the woman behind me was just, you know, doing the hacking and coughing. So
just
we
really
are,
sick in a public place.
We're packed in. We're totally packed. You've been to my church. People lined up on the walls. I mean, it is, you know, move over. Everyone's packed in. We're on top of each other. And she's doing the hack and cough and back. I'm like, couldn't you just stay home? That's what I'm thinking in my mind. Mm-hmm. Like, really? Mm-hmm.
Don't do us any favors.
And then the reading, of course, you know, is Paul to the Corinthians. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Uh-huh.
So, and all I'm thinking is, I may love my neighbor, but I am not turning around and shaking her hand to kiss a piece.
Oh,
there is
no way.
Yeah.
No way.
Right, I mean, there's touching in Mass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So when he, you know, may peace be with you, we're all supposed to turn around. I'm like, I'm just not turning. I'm not turning. I'm not turning around.
Don't look.
And then I look at Colin, who's with me. I was like, don't turn around. I know. Love your neighbor as yourself, but not today.
Not her.
No. Start when we leave Mass. I just couldn't take it.
Really a lot of peace on earth going on there.
Yeah, I felt.
But some you do have to protect yourself.
You
sometimes.
Do, Leon.
You do, but you can do it graciously. All right, Man. Jill. Yes, Jill.
I was just going to suggest you could use the international sign. In Thailand, they make the Y, which is they put their two hands together and they nod their head. Mm-hmm. And that might be a very nice thing that we could start here in the U.S. too. Because mm-hmm. then there's no touching. There's just a lot of nodding.
Oh, the namaste, the yoga namaste.
It is a lot like the yoga. Yeah, maybe
it's
that
an
would
option. I will be doing it at Thanksgiving, just to warn you.
Try it at the grocery store out there in Santa Monica. I'm sure they'd respond to the namaste.
Check her for namaste.
All right, Jewel, thanks for joining us with your sticky situation. Take it easy. Take a walk in the dog park. Or maybe just walk the dog today and skip the dog park, okay?
Sound advice, sisters.
All right, you can always email us at satellitesisters.com. We love getting your Satellite Sisters sticky situations. We'll be what little help we can be here on the air at Satellite Sisters. All right, bye, Jewel. Have a great weekend.
Bye, sisters.
Stay with us. We're going to be talking to Monica. She's coming on next from Portland, Oregon, because the lab rats are here, and they are testing mac and cheese. We're the Satellite Sister.
Rats. Walk under a feet. Rats. Live in the dark. Rats. Crawl in the dust. So obscure and silently.
We are the Lab Rats, everybody. This is Sheila Dolan, and I am in the studio in Los Angeles. And every week I ask my little sister, Monica Dolan, in Portland, Oregon, to join me for this special time in the show when Monica and I road test consumer products and report back on our findings. Right, Monica?
Sheila, I am so happy I can join you today.
Thank you.
In this journey, if I could use that word, the journey that is Lab Rats. Well, Sheila, you know, this summer, Ellen sent us a very fun letter, and she had an extensive list of products she wants us to test. But she had one category that she just called the cheesy goodness category, which I like. She wanted the rats to find a good frozen macaroni and cheese, which may live up to her gold standard, which apparently the macaroni and cheese from Beecher's Handmade Cheese Shop in Seattle, she believes is the best.
That sounds good.
Then we go. Yeah, let's just go to Seattle on our next trip. Then Libby wrote to us, and she is trying to find the all-time best macaroni and cheese recipe. But when I told Libby that Sheila's Test Kitchen really does not support that kind of testing. Mm-hmm. Because to test recipes, you need pots and pans and ingredients. And, you know, so I just thought it would be good if we started with the boxed version of mac and cheese. So we're going to be testing boxed macaroni and cheese today. But by all means, if you have a killer recipe for macaroni and cheese, send it to us and we'll post it on Sister Spot.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So we wanted to go beyond the traditional blue and gold Kraft, although their mac and cheese, the deluxe version, is pretty good. So here are the brands we tested. Annie's Organic Macaroni and Cheese, mm-hmm. Back to Nature Organic Macaroni and Cheese, Trader Joe's mac and cheese with Wisconsin cheddar, and Trader Joe's organic shells with white cheddar.
All right. So this is Sheila again. Here's my methodology and what I am looking for. All right. I want a one pan wonder. I mean, I think you know that about me so far.
Well, you only own one pan.
You called me and you asked me, what kind of cooking tools do I need to do this test? I said, well, a saucepan.
All right.
There was just silence on the other end of the phone.
I was just checking, Monica.
You own a saucepan.
Yes, and a lid. And then I have my universal lid in case I do get another pan, which will fit that pan, all right?
That's really planning ahead.
I would like a recipe that only uses water or milk. I like those two liquids. I can handle that. And nothing more than 6 cups of liquid in my saucepan, please. I also...
Why? Because you have a small saucepan, or is there some larger issue?
She has a 6-cup saucepan.
No, it's probably 8 cups, but I don't want anything to boil over there. All right, and I want an easy cleanup. All right, that goes without...
one pan!
All right. But finally, I'm looking for, and here are my little, my little motto for mac and cheese. Cheesy, easy, and low salt, pleasey. Because I have water retention issues. And if I have too much salt, Monica, I can't see the next day, and I could get into an accident. All right, so Monica.
Easy, cheesy, easy. Low salt, please.
I mean, you make this, you make the
it's dangerous.
Of this
it's,
macaroni no. and cheese sound downright dangerous.
It is. Lethal.
All right,
my
go
gosh.
Ahead.
All right, well, here's my methodology and what I was looking for. I consider cooking them all at once and then taste testing, doing the side by side. But I was worried, like you, Sheila, about the sodium load and the possible, binding effects of the powdered cheese.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, say it.
So I separated my subjects into 2 batches because we had 4 test subjects here. I used the stovetop method for all of these. I used the low-fat milk. Now, I am looking for the pasta to be al dente. And I also want a good ratio of cheese clinging to those little pasta tubes. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to be super saucy, but I want there to be cheese on each of the tubes. And I do get freaked out by that bright orange color. So please, a more natural color is what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get started with the product testing. First up is Annie's homegrown macaroni and cheese. It's all organic. It's made with a mild cheddar, Monica, I would say. It's $1.99 a box for 2.5 servings. Which is
what I ate during the testing. I ate 2.5 servings.
Yeah,
thank you for reminding me of that.
And it's 280 calories a serving. All right, you know what? I have to say, Annie was smart. She was the first woman that put that cute little bunny on the box. Mm-hmm. Remember? She came out with the all organic or natural ingredients. This is a high quality product. You have tasty noodles. They're quite little, but they're fine. They're cheesier. Could be cheesier. But it couldn't be easier, and I liked the low-salt factor, Monica. 2 paws up for Annie's.
Well, Sheila, I agree with you about Annie and the marketing. She sucks you in with the bunny seal of approval on the front. Mm-hmm. I mean, so if you're in the grocery store with your kids, they're just going to point to the box with the bunny on it and say, Mom, get that. But the good thing about Annie's is, well, first of all, it's all organic and cute little tubes of pasta and orangish sauce. More like a coating.
Say that 5 times
fast.
It's
more like a coating. There was something sort of slightly sweet to it.
Well, we're testing it right now in Los Angeles. Our engineer, Kia, is not, she's a 1 paw up, I think, so far. And
it's good with coffee, isn't it?
Just enjoy it. Just enjoy. All right.
I'm going to agree with Kia. I gave the Annie's 1 paw up.
Oh, all right. All right. Let's move on. Now, in a fufu grocery store, you wrote fufu, Monica. Do you know? Did you realize that?
Frufru.
You meant frufru.
Uh-huh.
All right. A frufru grocery store. It's called Back to Nature Organic Cheddar Cheese Pasta. Now, it's made in Pasadena. Did you know that?
No.
Yes. It's, again.
That's where I live.
It's called Back to Nature.
In case you're wondering the excitement.
Yeah. Back to Nature Organic Cheddar Cheese Pasta. It's $1.29 a box, 310 calories a serving. That's a lot. And here's the thing, more cheese, more calories, people.
This is
a high-quality pasta. It's rich tasting. I'm going to give it 1 paw up, Monica.
All right. I would say skip this one. Skip the Back to Nature.
Really?
Yep. If you care about feeding your kids the organic mac and cheese, go with the Annie's. There's just no excitement No excitement there.
Wow, I can feel you're not excited.
No, all right. I gave it one paw down.
Oh, boy. All right, now let's go to the Trader Joe's brand, the mac and cheese concoctions. Now, these are both less expensive than Annie's, 99 cents a box. First, the straight-up macaroni and cheese with Wisconsin cheddar. It's 279 calories. Now, straight up, hey, there's nothing exciting about this either, Monica. That's what I felt. It was
really
bland. It had a cardboard aftertaste. One paw down for the taste, but one paw up for the price. That's a cheap mac and cheese, Monica.
So is that a neutral paw differential?
Yes, that is. That actually is,
ballparking
Monica.
Ballparking it for me, just zero paws anywhere.
Go ahead, Monica.
You know, I was attracted to the vibrant orange box because I think it hints at what's inside. Again, the tiny tubes of pasta were fine, the same as Back to Nature's and Annie's, but it has more sauce, more cheddar, and just more oomph to it than the previous brands. It was the clear winner for me, the Trader Joe's brand mac and cheese, so I'm going to give it two paws up. I thought it had a very, you can't really call mac and cheese sophisticated, but a more mature taste to it. Mm. Maybe it was the extra salt contained in the Trader Joe's. I liked it. I'm going to give it two paws.
You liked it for breakfast, didn't you? Mm. All right. Next, we could not resist the sophisticated sounding organic shells with white cheddar.
I like this. I like this. Buy this at home.
It's more sophisticated, Lan. You are a mom. You feed it to your sons occasionally, mm-hmm. but you love homemade mac and cheese. Monica?
This is also Trader Joe's?
This is Trader Joe's. I prefer a white cheddar to a yellow. That's the only paw I'm giving it. One paw up.
One white paw.
I don't know why. It just makes me feel a little more sophisticated. I agree with you, Lan. How about you, Monica?
Well, I liked this. It is pretty white, though, and it's pretty salty. But, Lan, I'm surprised your kids like it. But I just was unsure whether kids would like this one. I'm going to give it was salty. I'm still going to give it one paw up, the Trader Joe's shells and white cheddar. I thought it was pretty good.
Shells have more clingy factor
right.
to them. And
They're,
that's
mm-hmm.
I think that's what people like. All right, let's recap our findings. I love the Annie's, all organic, macaroni and cheese. Monica, you like the Trader Joe's brand.
I like the Trader Joe's straight up mac and cheese with Wisconsin cheddar.
All right, let's talk about next week, Monica. Have we talked about next week? Have we decided anything? We've gotten so many suggestions
from
you.
I know. There's a lot of suggestions for mascara and
I have those
razors and all kinds of stuff like that.
I have those hermetically sealed wands ready to test some mascara, Monica. So if we go that way, don't worry. I'm ready.
Let's do the mascara.
We weren't able to find the power mascara wands with the batteries, but we might have to bring you regular everyday mascara. All right, we are the Lab Rats, Sheila Dolan in L.A., Monica in Portland. Every week you can find us here.
Hey, Monica, thanks for checking in today. I know that you're going to be back on the next show with Believe It or Not, right?
That's right.
All right, we'll look forward to that one on Wednesday. Thanks, Monica. All right, we're the Satellite Sisters. Stay with us. Coming up, wow, it's been a rough, hard show, isn't it? We've worked hard here.
We've worked through a lot of situations, cheesy situations, sticky situations,
mm-hmm. gummy.
Situations.
So now we're going to be on the cozy couch with Sheila. So just get your snacks and relax because we are going to relax on the cozy couch. Stay with us.
Sheila here with my sister Monica, and we are proud to bring you a little mini mailbag today, right, Monica? Just a sampling of the variety of letters we get in our inbox.
We love getting your mail, and we love all your Sister Spot comments, and we love when you weigh in on things we discuss on the show. Maybe ask us what happened to Liz's clothes dryer. You have music suggestions. So, Sheila, we got a letter this week. And I think the key to this letter is it's from Carolyn, and she is a business architect analyst.
Ooh, sounds serious.
It does. It does sound serious, but she wanted to write to us about scaly legs.
Okay? Oh, there you go.
She heard the Lab Rats report on body washes, and she just has to recommend a product, Oil of Olay in Shower Lotion.
Love it.
She said it's a product that you rub on after you rinse the body wash off. Then you do a final rinse. Since she started using it, she no longer needs to use lotion on her scaly legs. And I love the fact that Carolyn, again, business architect analyst in New York, whatever that is, she's thinking about her scaly legs.
Oh, we love
it. When she's at work.
Yes.
She felt compelled to write us.
That's a good use of time. All right. Now, we also got a letter this week, Monica, after my review on Entertaining Sheila of Burn After Reading, the new Coen Brothers film. Anonymous wrote in and said, hey, I thought you guys were not going to go see another Coen Brothers movie because of their lame Oscar acceptance speech. First of all, Anonymous, I love how you refer to us as you guys. All right. You remembered my exact words a year ago when I said the Coens gave a lame acceptance speech. How soon we forget, Anonymous said. Well, you don't forget, Anonymous. You remembered my entire review. And then, little sense of humor. We love that in a letter. Or did Brad Pitt, George Clooney, etc., cloud your memory?
I think that's the case, Sheila.
Oh, boy, that's a good letter. So I wrote Anonymous back and said, you know what? John Malkovich clouded my memory, not George Clooney. So there. And then we got one other letter, which was so cute. It was based on Liz's trip to Brazil, and Liz was talking about her lands and, you know, swim shorts.
And how she walked out onto the Ipanema beach in Rio de Janeiro, where people don't really wear a lot of swimsuits there. But Liz was there in her Lands End swim shorts. Good for you, Liz.
That's right. And Lands End swim shorts have been, they sort of, they're a character now in our mailbag. I mean, Sherry wrote in a confessional letter to Liz saying, Liz, I purchased a swimsuit, you know, early in the season, but it didn't see the light of day until Labor Day when she finally took it out of her suitcase and she got it a little wet, mistakenly. She didn't really want to. You know why? Because it wasn't Land's End and it wasn't holding up for her. So Sherry just wanted Liz to know, you know what? I'm glad you had a great trip, but my swim shorts didn't hold up. And that's it. I mean, that's a sampling of our mailbag. That's good stuff, Monica.
It is. Keep sending your letters to Satellite Sisters and commenting on Sister Spot.
That's right. Sisters@satellitesisters.com.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening sun.
We are the Satellite Sisters, and this is Sheila Dolan here with my sisters Liz and Leanne. And this is On the Cozy Couch with Sheila, that special time in the show when I just let my mind go, and I hope you can too, Liz.
Yes.
And because you've got a big mind, a busy mind, this is the time of the show when we can breathe in, everybody. Reach and snack. Just yes. Get out those little nibbles that you like so much and listen along while I go through this week's Woman's World magazine, More for Your Money Now at the checkout counter for $179. And usually they have a no-name model on the cover, and she's looking good this week.
Yeah.
But she has a problem. Her broken hormones are making her fat, Leanne.
Gosh, it's, I didn't know your hormones could break.
Well, your zipper can break, you know, if you're too fat.
Yeah.
But it could be broken hormones. And there's something called leptin. It could be a leptin imbalance, which I know I have.
Because if there's an imbalance, you've got it.
And so we are going to go through this week all the burning news about leptin. But mainly, I want to focus on a few areas this week on the tips to clip. Number one, you want happiness boosters. We have them. Instant tricks to boost your bad mood. That's a good one. Saying goodbye to UTIs. We're all ladies here. It's time to discuss the dreaded UTI. I'm sorry.
Is it really?
Someone has to do it. You wouldn't believe how you can get rid of UTIs. It's just
I like when they give medical advice in Woman's World. It's usually very solid and involves yogurt.
Okay, here we go. Smart new ways to use cotton balls. All right. Love tater tots. Now you're going to have three reasons to love them more.
Oh.
I have three recipes for you, Leanne.
I didn't even know that was possible.
That are going to blow your mind. Bring out your inner optimist. Yes, these are just funny ways that you can bring out your optimist even when you're mad. And I know sometimes you get mad in the late afternoon, Leanne.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to deal with that.
That's when your hormones are broken.
Okay. All right.
I can't find any more tater tots.
Right. All right. Let's start let's start, please, with some so bring out your inner optimist. We all have it in there.
Yeah.
We just don't know how to do it. All right. Get a lucky charm. Yes, indeed. It is true. It sounds silly? No. Psychologists believe if you carry around a little charm in your pocket, you will believe that that represents something positive in your life.
Uh-huh.
And if you keep thinking about it, like, oh, my little pebble, it makes me so happy. Mm-hmm. Over time, that object will be a reminder of good things to come. All right? Now, don't throw the rock at the window or the person you're mad at.
Right.
Keep
okay.
it in your pocket. And just
that's good advice. That's very sound, Sheila.
Just keep stroking it. All right. Here's a good one. Yeah. Release negative energy into your pillow.
Into your
You know
pillow.
What? Nobody feels positive all the time, except for me. But research suggests that people who vent their feelings have an easier time. So go ahead. Punch that pillow. Punch it, Leanne. All right? It'll make you feel better in a flash.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you wake up some mornings and you beat up the bed, literally. Yeah. Just as long as you don't beat up your husband, all right?
Well, not.
All right. And here's a new thing. Be motivated by this great news. A Yale University study, they rarely quote that, shows being optimistic increases your lifespan by 7 years.
Wow. That's a lot. That is...
You know, it's a good idea.
It's worth beating the pillow for 7 more years.
I know. If you might have to buy new pillows occasionally, but beat them up. There you go. All right. You know how much we loved tater tots as we were growing up, didn't we?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that there are 3 ways you can serve tater tots that are going to make you, it's going to make you an instant gourmet. I didn't know tater tots and gourmet went together, but they do in Women's World. All right. How about a bacon and tater frittata? That's a ta-ta-ta. All right? You just take a frittata and you cover it with tater tots.
Oh, yummy.
That sounds good. How about a nacho tater tot pizza? You're basically taking a pizza, dumping tater tots on it with guacamole, sour cream, and salsa. Now, can you beat that?
That is going to make you feel better.
Really a lot of food combined in an interesting way.
It's a carbo load.
It is.
And finally, the tater tot barbecued pork casserole.
That is the worst picture I've ever seen.
Kick it up. Next week, chocolate chip bonanza. But you know what, Leanne? Gotta love that Woman's World. Always finding inventive ways for things.
Wow.
Got some extra cotton balls around?
All right, I do.
Let's get down to it. Smart new ways to use cotton balls. Here we go. Give your clothes a signature scent. Spritzing is so important in Woman's World. You just have to get something you can spritz. It doesn't matter. It could be your pillow, right? Spritz a few cotton balls with your favorite fragrance, and then you hide one in the corner of your dresser drawer and the other one in another corner. And guess what it does? It scents your drawer.
That is surprising.
And you forget you have those little hidden cotton balls in there. Okay, make a screw hole tight again, all right? You're going to dab white glue onto a cotton ball. This sounds complicated. And stuff it into a stretched out screw hole in the wall. After it dries, pull the cotton out and reinsert the screw. You see what I mean? It's complicated.
Yeah.
But the glue will help guarantee a tight fit. I don't know what that means, really.
Right.
Okay, I didn't read it before. All right.
And you're never going to attempt it, so don't worry about it.
All right. No, I love this one, fluff and freshen, because I know you like to do that, Liz.
Yes.
Fluff and freshen. Put a few drops of essential oil onto a cotton ball.
Sure.
And toss it in your vacuum cleaner bag. Wow. Your carpet will get clean and get your home smelling great.
Okay.
You guys, I'm suspicious of that. It doesn't seem like a good idea to actually put things in your vacuum.
All right. Well,
they're doing
a lot of stuffing.
They are.
And placing here.
Scenting and stuffing.
And if you don't like that, restuff a teddy, Leanne.
Okay.
Just take your kid's stuffed toy. Do you feel better doing that?
Yeah.
And take a bunch of cotton balls and just put them in there and sew them up. That's the hard part. You have to sew it.
Resealing the teddy.
All right. Now, Leanne, I know you have a lot of plasticware. I saw this quickly.
Mm-hmm.
How to remove stains from your plasticware. All right.
Mm-hmm.
They actually, tip number 3 says, sick citrus on them. Now, let me read that again. S-I-C, citrus on them. All right? squeeze half a lemon's worth of juice onto the stain. Shake some baking soda right over it and let it sit overnight.
Sit overnight. It's making me sick overnight.
Sit overnight. And then wipe away the citrus solution and the stain with a soft cloth. Sick it. That's sick. Okay, stop. All right, add this to your dishwasher. Pour Cascade Plastic Booster in the pre-wash cup. That's not exciting. All right.
Wow.
Okay. All right. And finally, you asked for it, the secret tip to get rid of a UTI.
Oh.
All right. This is one of those cases where I read it and I didn't really understand. All right. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to share with you. It says clearly, say goodbye to UTIs. And I'm reading very, very interestingly because I occasionally get UTIs.
We're not surprised to hear that.
You're going to harness the flower power of hydrangea. So there's a big hydrangea, and I'm looking at it.
I got to get it right off the bat. That just sounds uncomfortable.
I thought looking at the hydrangea could get rid of the UTI. I'm like, I got to get myself a hydrangea plant. I'm going to stick hydrangea on it. And I read...
But it's more than just staring at it?
I read further. There's basically hydrangea tea that you can buy. Basically... This is where
you're loosely interpreting the facts, right?
Right. No.
As loose as the facts are, you're going one step
right,
further.
But it's really called kidney bladder tea. But who wants to see the ad in text, right? When we're on the cozy couch. But it's basically harnessing the power, like they said, of the hydrangea pot. In a tea, you're going to stick it on you, and then you're going to sip it. And it's going to help get rid of your UTI. All right? Can I just share that with you?
Yes.
All right. There it is. The lovely hydrangea pot.
I dare you to even try that once.
All right. So there is a website you can go to get the kidney bladder tea. If you're interested, drop me a line at satellitesisters.com.
And we can put it in our holiday bazaar. Because who wouldn't like some bladder tea for the holidays?
Oh, this is a good thing, Sheila,
to give your satellite sister.
Thank you, Sheila.
I hope you're relaxed.
Oh, I am. It's a good way to start off the week.
It is.
The news has been rough, where it's just a lot of up and downs out there in the real world. So in your world, it's
in
just...
In woman's world.
In woman's world. Right. And it's just cozier. All right. Don't forget, all the sisters are at Sister Spot all the time. That's our blog. So go there, read our posts, add your comments. We put all kinds of stuff there every day of the week. We really want to know what you're thinking about. Also, join our Facebook group. That is The Satellite Sisters. A lot of interesting stuff going on over there. And next week, Leanne, give me a little guidance on this. Mm-hmm. Next week on Satellite Sisters, we are having an intra-sister competition.
Yeah, well, some of us have been working tirelessly.
Well, this is my problem. I haven't even been thinking tirelessly about this. We're posted at satellitesisters.com next Monday are the pictures of the wreaths we are allegedly making right now.
Yes.
This is a wreath-making competition.
Yes, it is.
The five sisters competing against each other.
Yes.
I think you must have decided this while I was away on vacation.
Yes, we did.
Are there any guidelines I need to be aware of? Or it's just a front door wreath for the fall, the autumn season. That's it?
That's it. Okay, here's the deal.
I was hoping for more.
You can't just go buy an already made wreath at William Sonoma or, Smith and Hawkins.
Yeah,
that's
like
not
the one
work.
I currently have on my
right,
front door.
Which is beautiful, but you actually have to do the decorating yourself. So you can buy, the wreath form if you want a grapevine or whatever it is, but then you have to add something to it that says, I'm Liz and I'm ready for fall. Uh-huh. Okay? That's what it is.
Right.
And then you have to hang it up somewhere, and it can be a wreath or a swag.
What's a swag?
A swag is just the straight across thing, not a round door decoration.
Oh, I see.
If there's usually in
Sheila, you're looking at me like, are you working on this at all yet? Have you started?
No, I've conceptualized it.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
great. And so a wreath or a swag, and then you hang it up and you take a picture.
Okay.
And that's what it has to be. You can buy all of the things, but you actually have to apply them onto the wreath form. You don't have to make anything. You don't have to grow anything. You don't have to harness the power of hydrangeas. You just have to get it up on your door and take a picture.
All right. So next week at SatelliteSisters.com, the photos are posted. Mm-hmm. You get to vote. So email us. Just go for it. I think our webmaster, Sarah Sweeney, she is the ultimate judge here.
Right. Yeah. We do take into account the votes, and usually there'll be some clear winners. Amongst the voting, you know, yes, two clear winners usually emerge.
The way I look at it, they're always clear losers. And any of these homemaking projects, I've been in the clear loser category, but you know, I'm okay with that.
All right. Next Monday, the wreaths go up. So work hard this week on that.
All right.
We'd like to thank Kia Renee for always making our day here at Satellite Sisters go a lot smoother. Thanks, Kia. Hey, sisters, have a great day.
You too, Leanne.
Thank you, Leanne.
And don't forget, call your satellite sister.